Morning all. Just out walking the dog. What a beautiful day. Bird song and sunshine. So, as regards the suspension stroke ban from Twitter, apparently it's for hate, because I'm calling for capital punishment for Soros and Gates and Fauci. And I stand by those words. These people have orchestrated the mass cull of children and babies and innocent people. And I won't pull any punches. I'd like to see these people taken to Nuremberg, convicted, and given the appropriate sentence. And the appropriate sentence for me is a noose. I want to see them hung. So I'm afraid if that's a hate crime, so be it. But when you spend your days placing youngsters into coffins and you see the misery that their genocidal plan and the death that their genocidal plan has created, I make no bones. I would like to see them receive the appropriate sentence for the crimes against humanity. And that appropriate sentence is, to my mind, capital punishment. Take care, guys, and God bless.
Mandating vaccines like this, like they're doing in France, to enable them to open up is a very sensible approach. The federal government is paying compensation to hundreds of Australians who have vaccine injuries from the COVID jab. If you're a customer going into a store, you want to know that the people working there are vaccinated. Some of the COVID injuries include life-altering heart inflammation. If you're in a restaurant, you want to know that the people sitting alongside you, breathing in the same air as you, have also been vaccinated. Damaged capillaries and autoimmune disorders.
The TGA desperately tried to prevent this document being released under freedom of information. The Australian Federal Police should be down at the TGA this morning, seizing their computers and phones and starting to take people into custody. Would have anyone in their right mind injected this stuff into their body if they knew the mRNA would spread to their brain, liver and bone marrow, and female ovaries? The TGA knew that the Pfizer pregnancy trials on mice found a doubling of pre-implantation loss in the injected group compared to the control group. And the TGA kept this quiet and tried to hide the data, including the fact that lipid nanoparticles, including the mRNA, secreted in the ovaries, all while telling women considering having children that the shots were safe and effective. This is a crime, and experts are wondering why there's been a significant fall in birth rates in highly vaccinated countries. How many women trying to fall pregnant would have injected these experimental genetic agents into their body if they knew what the TGA knew? The federal police should be down raiding the TGA's offices and seizing their computers and phones. First to be arrested is the despicable, lying TGA boss, Professor John Skerritt, who announced his retirement for April 2023. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. If Skerritt thinks he's getting away scot-free, or he can obfuscate his way out of this, he's got another thing coming. He's not going to Port Macquarie fishing in retirement. The scum Skerritt is going to Long Bay jail for a long stretch. The Australian people are furious. Loved ones have been harmed and killed, and couples will be unable to have children because of Skerritt and the politicians and other bureaucrats with whom Skerritt conspired. This is the crime of the century.
Bad guy here. Normalcy only returns when we've largely vaccinated the entire global population. But you don't have a choice. People act like you have a choice. Well, this won't be the last pandemic that we face. You know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That will get attention this time.
You had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein.
Well, he's dead, so...
1,900 food production companies in the past year have been destroyed. The two largest egg manufacturers in the United States have burnt down in the past 36 hours. We've had two planes smash into meat processing centers. And the only commonality amongst all of them are these two things. They make food for Americans, and it's on American land.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Today I'd like to bring to your attention a potential fraud on an enormous scale happening in your county. There's now clear evidence of NASA using numerous methods to grossly mislead the public about astronauts being on the International Space Station. During interior ISS scenes from NASA's own live feed, the use of wires, harnesses, green screens, and virtual reality have been detected to achieve the appearance of a weightless environment. Examples of this include astronauts fading in and out of the screen, green screen glitches, grabbing objects that aren't really there, pulling on invisible wires, getting tangled in their harnesses, and even astronauts appearing out of thin air. This begs the obvious question. If they're really up there, why are they using Hollywood techniques to fake the footage? Now, unfortunately, I can't show you these clips in here today, but I will be sending them to you. Outside the International Space Station, during spacewalks, air bubbles have been recorded on numerous occasions. How is it possible for air bubbles to be present in the vacuum of space? I once questioned astronaut Scott Kelly about this phenomenon. His body language and answers only created more questions. In 2013, astronaut Luca Parmitano nearly drowned during a spacewalk when his helmet filled with water. This happened again just last year. Air bubbles, helmets filling with water, and drowning. Are they in space or are they underwater? Now, what's really interesting is that they train for spacewalks in an underwater pool with a complete ISS replica. Now, surely they aren't filming these spacewalks in an underwater pool and then editing them to appear if they're in space, because that sure would be something, wouldn't it? I'm calling on the Brevard County Commissioners to open a full investigation into NASA's fraudulent practices and use of taxpayer dollars. It costs NASA $3 billion per year to operate the ISS, and if they don't have a darn good explanation as to why they're faking these videos, I and the public would like a darn good explanation as to where our tax money is going. And if they are indeed faking the funk, it is our duty to expose and eliminate this fraudulent and astronomically wasteful ISS program. And look, I know what you're all thinking. NASA is part of the federal government, and you're just county commissioners. Even if what I'm saying is true, what can you do? But let me remind you, not only is this happening in your county, as public officials, you have the platform and the ability to make a statement or hold a press conference alerting the public, state, and federal authorities to investigate further. You have the power to start the conversation. Video evidence of everything I described today will be emailed to you all, and I truly hope we can get to the bottom of this. I look forward to the day that $3 billion annual budget is put towards our veterans, our homeless, maybe some of that mental health stuff the young lady just spoke about, and the revitalization of Brevard County.
Spirit-filled can truly worship God. All true worship is a response to revelation. When something about God is revealed, the natural response is awe, honor, reverence, and adoration. Worship is giving God glory as you see His glory. You can sing without a revelation, but you can't truly worship without a revelation. As the Holy Spirit reveals God's power and nature to you, you won't be able to help but worship. When our singing and praising comes from that place, then it's truly worship. Those who worship Him must worship in spirit, by the help of the Holy Spirit, and truth in response to revelation. What revelation about God has inspired you to worship God? Tell me in the comment section. Stop referring to yourself as a sinner. If you've been redeemed, you're not a sinner anymore. You are held accountable for your mistakes, but that's not who you are. You mustn't identify with that part of you anymore. Yes, when we were not saved, before Christ, of course, we must admit that. I'm a sinner. I need you to save me. But then after He transforms you, you become the righteousness of God in Christ. And you're no longer a sinner. You've become a saint by the resurrection power of the blood of Jesus. That's what the work of the Holy Spirit does in you. It transforms your identity. You're a new creation. You may sometimes allow that old identity, who you aren't anymore, to have some influence, but that's not you. You're fighting against who you used to be, not who you are now. We must come to the place where we recognize who we are in Him.
Alex Huff is a TikTok user who decided to use the social networking app to try her hand at one of the most popular types of video that the site offers, makeup tutorials. Tutorials don't usually fall into the category of scary TikTok videos, but this particular makeup demonstration isn't your typical tutorial. She sits in front of her camera and begins discussing the makeup brand that she'll be demonstrating. Just as she gets ready to begin applying the makeup, she suddenly freezes, her eyes wide in disbelief and terror. She can obviously see herself in her monitor as she makes her video, because she seems to have noticed that the closet doors behind her have begun to slowly creak open. She's clearly disturbed by the unexplained movement. She bravely stands up and walks over to the closet to check inside for any possible explanation. However, as soon as she touches the doors, the light above her head suddenly goes out. She lets out a terrified yelp and backs away quickly from the doors for a moment, staring at the darkened light fixture on the ceiling. It only takes a few seconds for her to regain her courage and continue to investigate. She opens the closet doors wide, revealing nothing out of the ordinary on the other side of the doors. She gets another shock a moment later when the light inside the closet inexplicably goes out. This third incident is apparently too much for her to handle. She quickly turns back towards the camera, muttering "nope" under her breath repeatedly. She cuts off the video feed, most likely preparing to flee from the room to escape whatever entity has been causing these bizarre happenings.
One of the goals of this channel is to show people it is the entire world. In scripture, we're told that Satan is the small g god of this world, and I think it's very clear to see if you have eyes to see. So showing the whole world, here is a comedian from Iceland, Peter Johan Sigvason. He's seen here looking pretty hip with his shades on. He's seen here doing the Eye of Horus and 666 over the Eye of Horus. 2-for-1 symbolism. We've seen this pose many, many times. It's not nothing, it is something. So let's move to Nigeria, Africa. Here is a singer, actor, rapper, Charles Okocha. He is doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra with his hands. And the Uttara Bodhi Mudra is a gesture that is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment. It is not. It is the false light of Lucifer. Again, we know him as Satan, the small g god of this world, the enemy of God and Christians and everyone, actually. So another person doing these signs, symbols, and agendas. Brothers and sisters, everyone else, God bless you.
I had an inspiration last month, and they have a mass in my right ovary.
My wife was healed in the last Dingley meeting that you came to, I think halfway last year.
What was the problem with your wife?
So my wife.
Oh, here she is. Come on.
So I had 2 miscarriages last year, and both scans or both ultrasounds said that I had a mass in my fallopian tube.
And how large was it, and how was it affecting you?
I think it was like 2 centimeters, but I don't know if that was the cause of my miscarriages or anything like that. Like, they didn't confirm, because I then got referred to a gynecologist, and I then had another ultrasound just to confirm that there was a mass, because she was wanting to do surgery. And it basically meant like removing my fallopian tube and ovary, that because of that mass.
How did you feel? Were you miserable from a miscarriage? How are you feeling?
Sad.
What do you need from the Lord, Jessica?
Healing.
Of what?
I had a miscarriage last month, and they found a mass in my right ovary.
Jesus. That's power God for removing it. So tapping.
I asked for healing yesterday on my right ovary. There was a mass that they found when I miscarried last month. There's no pain.
So you don't have pain now?
Yeah, no pain.
So you had pain before?
Yeah.
So what was that like?
Just like on my right side, it would be painful.
So if you pressed it, would it hurt?
Yeah.
So press it now. Press it hard. Come on, press it right in hard.
No pain.
Do you know why there's no pain?
Because Jesus healed it.
Because Jesus removed it last night. And he wanted you to testify tonight.
Oh, okay.
Come.
So I had an ultrasound to confirm everything, and it was literally gone.
So what did you feel when you were prayed for?
Just like heat all over my body. Like every time I get touched, it's always just like heat and just like Jesus' presence just all over me.
And so you went back and the scan was clear?
Yes. The scan was clear, and then 2 weeks later I was pregnant.
What do you say about that?
Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. He's the best.
So the tumor's gone. How many months pregnant are you now?
8 months. I'm 31 weeks.
Someone say hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, that's the power of God coming on you again. Come over here. Now be real good, Luca. Actually, you can stand behind your wife, all right? Yeah. Oh, that's... You feel that heat? Hey?
Yes.
Wow, that's burning, isn't it? That's a furnace all around the baby. It's a furnace all around the baby. That baby is covered in the power of Jesus Christ.
Angel, and Angel's been awesome here at the hotel and Punta Cana. And Angel, you have a pain in your back, you were saying?
Yeah, I've been feeling it for the whole afternoon.
Yeah, it hurts a lot. What's your pain level? If 10's the worst, what you say your pain level is?
No, let's say like 8.
An 8?
No, like
an 8?
7, 8. Yeah.
A 7, 8? Okay, so I'm going to pray for you and God's going to heal you right now. You ready? Okay. Back, I command you, be healed in Jesus' mighty name. Tendons, ligaments, bones, nerves, be healed right now in Jesus' mighty name. All pain, I command you to go now. Now wait for a second. There. Do you feel any sensation in your back right now? Do you feel something in your back? What are you feeling? You check for the pain.
No.
What happened? What happened? Yeah?
Hey, manito.
Okay, so what happened? Tell me. Tell the camera. Tell the people what just happened to you.
No, but it's like something like relaxed my back.
Yeah.
Like I feel loose. Like.
Yeah. It's Jesus. Do you know why that happened? Jesus is real and he loves you. He loves you. He's going in the back to tell people. You can't believe it? It's
well,
Jesus. Yes. Yes.
But I got faith.
Yes.
But it's like.
But have you ever experienced that?
Not really.
No.
Not really. I believe in God and.
Yeah.
And I know it can be real, but I just like that.
Just like that. That's how it works. Just like that.
Take me to your own. I wanna see the world. Sain puhuttua, että mä raikkoin.